It's Derby Day. News Radio 840 WHAS is proud to bring you live coverage powered by Allen Electric Residential Services. Our full News Radio 840 WHAS Derby crew is standing by to keep you updated throughout the day.
Welcome aboard, everybody. Terry Miners here. It is Kentucky Derby Day 146. Man, oh man, oh man, what a year. One we'll all look back on, hopefully, with some kind of joy as we move down the road. Nonetheless, we're going to have a horse race around 7 o'clock tonight that will earn a horse's name to be etched in stone again and onto the trophy and around the track, and people will reference it back. Will Clark, I saw that you tweeted photos from inside one of the Twin Spires, the legendary Twin Spires. So few people get to enter that little sanctuary. Tell me about the experience.
So we went up there, and there's no light in it. In the bottom part, it's just dark. You go up one flight of stairs, and there's kind of a small landing, and then you go up a little spiral staircase, and then you're up in the spire, and then there's a couple of LED lights in there that they can change the colors like you see every night. And then you kind of look out the windows. You're right there at the peak of the roof, and you look out onto the Derby winner's circle, and you get kind of a unique perspective over the grandstand. It's not a tremendously big space. It's no bigger than what it looks like inside of the or from the outside, but it's not an easily accessible thing. They have to bring a ladder in, and you got to walk a catwalk, but it's a very interesting thing to get up there and see and take a look at.
Oh, Terry, Will didn't get stuck up there. I was worried.
I was a little worried when I saw that spiral staircase. I was like, I'm going to get stuck up here on Derby Day, and they're going to have to bring the jaws of life in here. It's going to be the most 2020 thing ever.
Now, when did they build this, and were they really, really creaky as you took your 315-plus pounds up there?
Oh, they were creaky. I don't know how original those stairs are, if they are the 100-plus-year-old stairs, but I definitely put them to the test.
And for once, we're not talking about a rainy day, a cold day, a goofy day, some bizarre situation in terms of the weather. It's just the rest of society that is all sort of off its usual bent for Kentucky Derby Day. Here it is in September. Happy birthday, by the way, to my brother-in-law, John George. He said, when would I ever have the Derby and my birthday folded into one? So all you September 5th birthday people, congratulations. This will be the only time the Derby's on your day, that's for sure. Joining me, Paul Miles is there. Paul, you were just walking through Churchill Downs. Give us a sense of what it's like. Is it a ghost town?
For the most part, yes, it is. Just got finished walking through the second floor area of the clubhouse. For those people who have been here in the past, you walk up the elevators after going through the main entrance. And there's a food court area there, some wagering windows, the Aristides Club. And most of the people, you see several dozen people down there. Most of them are track employees, food service workers. And we're starting to see some owners and trainers and their family and friends, the ones who have the limited tickets, they're starting to show up. You can tell because they're the ones who are dressed up wearing the hats, even though there are no fans here. So those owners and trainers and their friends and family who are coming are still getting dressed up in their hats and so on. But for the most part, it's mostly just a few dozen people in that area on the second floor of the grandstand. Obviously, outside here, it's empty. It's row after row of empty seats. There are some refreshments to be had down there, wagering windows. There's about a dozen wagering windows open here for some of those people here. And if you're interested in knowing, if you are lucky enough to be out here, Terry, the cost of a beer, canned beer, a domestic, $6, premium, $7. And if you want to buy a mint julep in the souvenir glass this year, $10.
Wow, they actually have the souvenir glass. See, I think this is more valuable than any other year because of the bizarre nature of this whole postponement.
All right, Tony Cruz here back at the Benetti Villa in lovely St. Matthews here as we broadcast live Kentucky Derby coverage. Nick Coffey's with me.
Great point made by our own Josh Everett, who spot on. The horse in the one of the many horses in this year's Derby field, one of the better names, Mr. Big News. And I was trying to think who could be Mr. Big News, but
Mr.
there is
Big News.
But there's nobody better than one Will Clark, who is in fact a very large newsman. That's perfect. That is perfect. I think Sasquatch may, I don't know, you guys call him that every morning. You call him Willie. He's got, actually, he has quite a few nicknames now that I think about it, but Mr. Big News is the best one I've heard yet.
All right, Sasquatch Willie and the dudes. So we'll get more details. Longfield Avenue, a man has apparently barricaded himself in a home in a police situation in downtown Louisville. Looks like, can't tell, around Jefferson Street. Looks like the protesters and counter-protesters have met up with each other. Heard some sirens a little bit ago, but I haven't heard them for quite a while. So hopefully all calm will stay with those people during that time.
Coverage of the Kentucky Derby. It's number 146 if you're keeping score at home. I'm not sure the wiseness of this, so to speak, putting the three of us together on our Derby Day. Dave Jennings, Tony Vannetti, Dwight Whitten, normally 9 to noon. Boys, how are you?
I'm doing great. I did notice, though, when the three of us got together, the general manager, program director, Josh Everett, started migrating. Now he's right in between all three of us. He's actually, look at him, now
that's
he's staring
he
at us. I can't work. Look, but I can't work like this. I got the boss staring right in my face. When I go to try to use the restroom, I got Vannetti's cat staring at me, watching the whole time.
And the second Tony sits down, the only word I can think of is wiseness.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, as soon as you sit down, I lose my vocabulary.
That's exactly right.
Wait.
Jody, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. You have Vannetti's what staring at you when you're in the bathroom there, Dwight?
No, there you go.
His cat. No, listen.
Okay.
Yeah. Vannetti, look, when you
cut
come
up.
Over here.
It cut off there.
When you come over here, there's like, I don't know, 35 cats, and they just run about. And some of them are indoor cats and some of them are outdoor cats, and they expect all of the guests to know which one is which.
Steve Buttleman, the bugler, just played the national anthem before this next race. Do we know who's going to sing the national anthem before the Derby, and will it be live, virtual, what? What are you hearing?
I have not heard anything. The only thing that I know for certain is that he will be playing the revised version of My Old Kentucky Home as part of that plan, which was announced by the track earlier this week.
You mentioned the revised version of My Old Kentucky Home. Did they by any chance elaborate what a revised version is, what's been left out, what's been...
It's my understanding that, and Will, you may know more, but my understanding, revised meaning that there wasn't going to be any singing. It was just going to be Steve Buttleman playing the song on the bugle, preceded by a moment of silence.
Is there any word on the national anthem that any of the horses will be taking a knee during the national anthem?
I don't know how to respond to that.
I'm not responding to that one. Let's go on. Let's move on. Next question. Dwight, will you give me a good question? I never thought I'd say that.
Wow, 2020.
Was not easy to get there. Tis the Law's making his move now. And here he comes right up alongside of Authentic. A long shot, Mr. Big News, has made a big run up into third. And they're into the stretch. And it's Tis the Law on the outside of Authentic. These two stride for stride as they come to the final furlong. Authentic is due.